Welcome to Maseches Nedarim, Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 2, Mishnah 1. Hope that you had a beautiful Pesach, and we're right back into the learning. So we saw previously that one of the ways that a person makes a neder is they say this object should be like a karban, like a sacrifice. Then the object becomes usser. But we'll see that it has to be something called a davar ha-neder, which means that the object that you're using to try to prohibit your particular object. So for example, if a guy says this loaf of bread should be like a karban, the loaf of bread becomes prohibited. Why is that? Because the karban itself, the sacrifice, is also a davar hanador, which means something that itself became prohibited by someone using a vow. How does an animal become a karban? You say, this animal should be a karban. That kedusha, that holiness, happened through your verbal instruction. So you can use that to be matfis. You can use that as an example to say that this loaf of bread should be like this karban. But if you say something that wasn't nador, it didn't become prohibited through a vow, but it was prohibited through a different way. Perhaps the Torah said that it's aser, then the neder does not take effect. And the Mishnah explains, Ve'ilu mutar, in these cases, if a guy makes a neder, it doesn't work. And the object that he tries to prohibit is 100% permitted. Chulin sha'eichalach. If a person says, this that you're going to eat is chulin. So chulin just means something that doesn't have holiness or kedusha. Well, simple. Obviously, there's no reason that should be aser, it should be prohibited. But however, says the Mishnah, kibsar chazir. You say to somebody, like the meat of a pig should be that which I eat from you. Or, kavod hazara, like idols worship. Iris levuvin was a horrible practice, which was practiced by idol worshippers in those days. What they would do is they would make a hole in the skin of a live animal, right near the area of its heart, and they would take out the heart while it was still alive, and they would sacrifice the heart with the skin around it for idols. So if a fellow says that this loaf of bread should be like Eiris Luv and the skin about the heart, Kinevelis, like a dead animal, Ketreifis, like an animal that's prohibited because it's a treifa, it has some type of physical blemish, a hole in the lung or something similar, Kishkatsim, Kiramasim, like creepy crawlers, Kichalas Aaron, or like the chala that one separates to give to a kohen whenever we make, you know, chala over a certain measurement. Ukitrumasai, a person says that his loaf of bread should be like truma. Again, truma is the 1/50th of one's produce that's given to the kohen and it's prohibited to be eaten by anyone besides a kohen. Mutter. In all these situations, there's absolutely no isser. There's no prohibition that takes effect. Because like we said previously, this is a davar ha-asr, something that's already prohibited, and not a davar ha-nadar, not something that became prohibited through a vow. Says the Mishnah, Ha'omer l'ishtoi, somebody says to his wife, Hare at alai ki'ima, behold, you are prohibited to me, just like my mother. Right? A person does not have relations with his mother. The halacha is that biblically this does not take effect, because it's a davar ha'asar, it's something that's already prohibited. However, the Mishnah says, Paiskim le'pesach, the Chachamim tried to come up with some type of way, in addition to that, to make it mutter. For example, he has remorse, or maybe he can say, when he made the initial vow, he didn't realize something. So we try to open up a door. We try to find some kind of way to abolish the vow, mimakoy machar, in a different way. Why? Even though you don't really have to. Shala yakel reisha lakach, that a person should not become lightheaded in this matter. It means he shouldn't prohibit his wife and, you know, and say she's usher to him whenever he gets upset at her. The Mishnah continues, kaidim she'eni yashan, if a person says, behold, it should be like a carbon that I will not sleep. She'eni medaber, I will not speak. She'eni mehalech, I will not walk. Or if a fellow says to his wife, Ha'omer l'ishtoi, one says to his wife, Koinim she'eni mishamshech, it should be like a carbon, the fact that I will not be intimate with you. In all these cases, biblically, there is no prohibition, as we've seen previously. A neder can only take effect on an object, not on an action. However, rabbinically, Harezeb l'yachel, Devari, rabbinically, the rabbi said that you do have to keep your word, because they didn't want a fellow doing these type of things. However, if a person makes a shavua, an oath, and he says, Shvua she'eni yashan, behold, I swear that I'm not going to sleep, she'eni medaber, I won't speak, she'eni mehalech, that I won't walk, usser, in all these cases, that's a classic shavua, where a person prohibits an action, and that a person could actually do. Wishing you a fantastic upcoming week, and a great, very successful day.